Sumaraj?
Yes.
Can you tell us some things about the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur?
Disappearance?
Yes.
I shall give some statement.
That's the question, yes.
What does she know? How he disappeared?
I don't think she knows much.
What do you know?
Nothing.
I want to know.
What do I want to know?
What do you know?
I know nothing, except the year.
No, what do you want to know?
What were the circumstances surrounding his disappearance?
That's history.
Yes.
But sometime he showed us in his last days that his heart is going to be damaged. Then some sort of treatment, what Kaviraji and the Adopathy, that was arranged. But gradually he felt that he is becoming weak and weak. And then 36 October, we went to Puri. He, along with some of us, went to Puri. And there was that Purushottam Mount on the Chatak Parbat, whether you have gone there or not. Have you visited Puri?
No, not yet.
There is one sand hill. Hillock. There was his bungalow, and he lived there, the Purushottam Mutt. And so many of us also went with him. And he was very fond of hearing that sloka of Das Goswami, Nijanikatami Vasam Dehi Govardhanattam. Every day that was sung before him, and the Sirupa Manjari Pada Saimur Sampada. This song also was sung by Jajavar Maharaj, who came here, lived for some time. You might have seen him.
Yes.
And in this way. And then, after a month, he came back to Calcutta. We had left a party in Cuttack for some collection. Then we got information that his health is being broken day by day. We also came to Calcutta. When we went to Puri, at that time one Goswami Maharaj, there he was Aprakita Prabhu at that time, he was sent to London, and in the Khurda station, his own garland he put on his head and told him, go there, and if anyone desires to take Harinam, I allow you to give that. Then when coming back, when we got this news from Cuttack, we came to Calcutta and found that it was very stingy winter, and treatment was going on. In spite of that health did not improve. We are rendering duty in his sickbed. I was also among them. My duty was from 2 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock morning. Just before 24 hours of his departure, he called for me and asked me to sing a song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sri Mor Sampada, this famous song, which is supposed to be the highest realization of any Gauriya Vaishnava devotee. Then after 24 hours, that is the 1st January, early morning, he left the world. He was lying and slightly jerking thrice, like hicka, what is that?
Hiccup.
Hiccup. Slight hiccup thrice, and everything calm, was calm. Then, of course, it was in Calcutta Mott, Bagbajar Gauriya Mott. A special train from Calcutta to Krishnagar was arranged, and from Bagbajar Mott we carried his holy body to Salda station. From there, there's a special train to Krishnagar. From there, on the roof of a bus, came to this, and this Sarv Ganja Ghat. From there, we crossed the Saraswati River, and then again we carried by our shoulder to the mat, and there, this place of Samadhi. In the morning we came, we reached, the whole day it took to come from Calcutta, to come to Chaitanya Mat. About 7-8 o'clock we reached Chaitanya Mat at night. Then the digging of the grave was begun. We were engaged in that ourselves. Then early morning, of course, he was pressed, and from there, I still remember his dignified. He sat in a very dignified position, and in a very, very glazing color. His complexion was fair, but after 24 hours, when he was made to sit on a asana, a dignified position of an Acharya Yogisa, the tall and the fair and the thin and very soft body. Then of course the salt was given around, and then the salt and the earth came to, after this, he's sitting, I came out. I could not stand to cover his head. I came out, and then I again go covered. The tulasi plant was put there, and we all circumambulated with some sung and some reading of Bhagavatam, Haridas Thakur. I specially requested who was chanting the conclusion poetry in Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary made by himself. Prabhupada has his anubhashya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the conclusion he composed a poem, very sweet and very lamenting temperament. I asked to read that poem of him, and it was read. Then Haridas Thakur Nityam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, that was read. And then circumambulation of the Samadhi, the Tulasi plant on that. And one gentleman requested me to chant the same Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, what 2 days before he requested me to sing, and I sang. So that song was sung by me, and then everything finished. And we are all fasting yesterday, the whole day. And the Thursday, before sunrise, 1 or 2 hours before sunrise, he disappeared. Whole Friday we took him to the mat, and everyone fasting, even not a drop of water. Then after the Saturday, about 9 or 10 o'clock, we took something. Then taking prasad again, they are engaged in Calcutta. And the respectable man who was appointed as president in a meeting, So after that again, we have, at least I and Phil had to go to back to go back to Calcutta. That in the meeting, the whole body was too much tired, that can't move. Still, we had to attend. So many disciples from outside, they flocked together, all in pain and weeping mood. Weeping mood, the whole the small area was all failing, crying, weeping in this way. Hare Krishna, in this way. 36 went away, 37 began the meeting point. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gauri Hari, Gauri, Gauri Hari.
Maharaj, have you had any visions?
Any?
Have you had any visions of your Guru Maharaj since his disappearance?
Several times, many a time. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gauri Hari, Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari.